When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Scott, we're back for another episode of Processing Blue, and the Panthers are still having problems finding the end zone.
They sure are. This seems to be a theme we could bring up every single week, Langston, but glad to be back on Processing Blue. Thanks for having me. And yeah, Panthers' offensive troubles have been the real bugaboo, haven't they?
Yeah, what exactly is wrong with this offense, Scott? Put on your coaching hat for me.
You know where it is they're just not getting chunk plays. They're not getting the ball downfield, and they're not getting – if you look around the league, there's a lot of teams that score points with big plays. We saw it even here last week with Minnesota and throwing the 30-yard pass to Justin Jefferson. Happens all the time. You know, somebody scores on a 40-yard play or whatever. With Bryce Young at quarterback, that has not happened yet. This team is relying too much on short, safe, conservative passes, and it is very difficult to move down the field 13 plays for 75 yards and score. It just invariably something goes wrong. And so where they're not getting the production is on, you know, whether it's a run or pass, you can do this with the run too. They're not getting the explosive plays.
Why is it we saw it more with Andy Dalton in Seattle versus when we've seen it other times?
Yeah, that's a good question because they did have the 47-yard pass there, and they had more success that one game than they have with Bryce. Pretty damning stat right now with the Panthers through three games with Bryce Young is he's only led them to two touchdowns total in three games. They've had a handful of field goals too. But with Dalton, certainly it looked like a smoother operation. And I think that's partly just being a veteran and taking some more chances and knowing, you know, where to go with the ball a little more quickly. But that's the hang up right now, I think. You've got to get DJ Chark more involved. You've got to get Terrace Marshall running, you know, some pass routes that are deeper. Mingo when he comes back. I mean, there's a lot of things. And here's one of the problems. That offensive line has just not been good. So Bryce doesn't have a lot of time to sit back there on a seven-step drop and survey his receivers. So all of that together has meant that they just aren't scoring enough points.
All right. The Panthers had a chance to score some points at the end of the first half on Sunday. They got a field goal with a 55-yarder from Eddie Pinero, which was career long. But they got the ball into plus territory, had two timeouts, and let a lot of time run off before they attempted another play. What happened on that sequence?
Frank Reich addressed that this week, Langston, and admitted the mistake, which was good because it was an obvious mistake. What they should have done was just called that timeout with about 30 seconds left and tried to move the ball downfield. Now, ultimately, Pinero bailed him out with a 56-yard field goal, as you mentioned, which was a career long. But really, he shouldn't have been having to kick it from that far. They should have had two or three more plays there. Instead, what they tried to do was run a hurry up, throw another pass, get the ball out of bounds, all that. You know, worked poorly, and they ended up with a timeout in their pocket, which they really could have used and didn't use. You know, it was like the old Roy Williams UNC thing where fans would get angry with him because he wasn't using all of his timeouts. So, yeah, poor clock management. Frank Reich, you know, to his credit, took blame for this, but it was poorly done. And I thought, you know, there was a couple of things with coaching in that game, Langston. Also, the play where they did have to call a timeout because Frank Reich thought Adam Thielen was, yeah, exactly. Adam Thielen, he thought was on the field and he wasn't. And this play, apparently only Thielen could run somehow. So they had to call a timeout for that too. So
we're there was some only have one guy who can run the play.
I don't get that either. But yes, they, I mean, that does happen in the NFL. There's specific plays for only one guy, but yeah, so they called a timeout there, didn't call it the other time. I thought this game was evidence of some poor clock management and whoever is also helping Reich on that, because most teams have a designated guy who's like your clock guy, didn't do a good job either.
I want to rewind you a little bit into that first half. Bryce Young took a pretty nasty hit late, whistle blown, and the player continued, hit him, knocked him down. I saw Justin Herbert get hit out of bounds by Jason Tiller from the Raiders, and his team just jumped up like they were going to jump on Tiller. But I didn't see that same reaction from the Panthers. Does that bother you? The QB1's on the ground, obviously hit, and this guy's going to come have his back.
Yeah, sure it does, and it looks bad on replay. I think what happened there, more realistically, is two problems, and one was Bryce's fault. Well, first of all, the play was at the end of the first quarter. Terrace Marshall jumps off, you know, false start, the old problem of false starts. And they have the ball at the three, so it's a bad problem. But anyway, yes, he jumps, and then, you know, the Seattle guy, I mean, it's loud in that end zone. Minnesota guy, so loud because there's so many Vikings fans there. And so he runs, and his theory, you know, his theory is, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear the whistle. Here's the problem Bryce didn't do. And you'll see veteran quarterbacks do this all the time. As soon as that play is blown dead, because he heard the whistle, you throw that ball on the ground. He held on to the ball, so the guy is not 100% sure, technically. Mm-hmm. And that's why there was no flag called here. However, you know, did any of the linemen see it? Well, who knows, because they're all stopped too. You know, they didn't really turn around. And this was Frank Reich's theory, that the linemen didn't really turn around. Nevertheless, somebody saw it from the peripheral vision, one of the running backs or wide receivers or something. And yes, it did bother me. I feel like somebody should have gotten in the guy's face, made it a little less like this was, you know, you just got a free shot on the quarterback and there was no harm, no foul, because that's what happened. I mean, there was no harm, there was a little harm, but there was no foul called here whatsoever. So I thought, again, it was kind of evidence of just sort of this lethargic offense that I know they would defend Bryce on a sideline play when it happens in front of a lot of people. But I thought here they just kind of were slow on the uptake a little bit. And we've seen that with this offense over and over.
Was Bank of America Stadium taken over on Sunday? I've seen and read a lot of this, you know, was heavy Minnesota fans. We saw the Vikings players asking for noise when the Panthers got near the goal line a couple of times.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it worse. That was not the worst it's been. When Green Bay or Pittsburgh or Dallas comes in, especially when they're a winning team and the Panthers are a losing team, I've seen it, you know, 60, 40, 70, 30 in favor of the opposing. I thought this one was 50-50 probably. Panthers fans and Vikings fans about even on this one, which is terrible. You don't want that. And it wasn't like that, you know, when Cam was here and the, you know, tickets were hard to come by. Now they're super easy to come by. And so they get bought up a lot of times by fans, you know, of teams that don't come here, but once every 6 or 8 years, like, you know, in this case, the Vikings. Yeah. So yeah. Was it was it complete purple rain? No. But was it embarrassing? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But unfortunately, this has been a little bit par for the course lately for the Panthers, and it will be until they start winning again.
All right, let's talk about some of the former Panthers around the league that you're looking at. Who's playing well? Obviously, Christian McCaffrey's playing well out in San Francisco.
Yes, McCaffrey kind of leads the list. I look at this a little bit every year, every week, I should say. I think just out of curiosity, you know, these guys, how are they doing? McCaffrey had a pretty good month in 1 week in this past game. Unbelievable. If you had him on your fantasy team, you know what I'm talking about. He scored 4 touchdowns in a single game, which was Christian McCaffrey's high career. He never did that here. And had it, you know, just a phenomenal game. And McCaffrey, they traded a year ago, and I get it why they did it. It was a good move for him. My gosh, the guy may win a Super Bowl this year, but it is, when you look at what they've tried to do at running back, and they've tried so hard to replace him with two or three guys, none of whom can do what Christian McCaffrey. It just reminds you how special he was. DJ Moore in Chicago right now has about 300 yards receiving in four games, which is slightly more than Adam Thielen, about the same, actually. He and Thielen have very similar numbers. So that one is, that's one where he hasn't, at least he scored last week. He hasn't like lit it up, but he's having a respectable season. Mm-hmm. And the other guy to maybe highlight there is Steve Wilks, the former Panthers coach from Charlotte. Of course, yep. As you know him well. And yep. Now San Francisco's defensive coordinator. So he's also landed in the Bay Area with a team that may win the Super Bowl. And the,
I was going to say he might get a ring this year.
He might get a ring, and he might get a better coaching job than the Panthers the year after. That's the kind of – he's on a trajectory right now where, while he didn't get this job, and I advocated mm-hmm. for him to get this job unsuccessfully. David Tepper, as we know, never listens to me. But
he reads you, though. He reads you.
He reads it. He reads the Charlotte Observer, so thank God for that. But he doesn't take my advice. I don't understand why. But anyway, Wilkes is – he landed very well because that's a team where they may get the defensive coordinator on the Super Bowl winning team, if that's how it works out, mm-hmm. has a pretty good shot at a NFL head coaching job the next year. So he's in a good place right now. A lot of these guys are doing good things. And of course, DJ Moore's team is 0-4 too. The Panthers and the Bears, the last two winless teams in the NFL.
The Panthers could end up giving the Bears a very good draft pick next year.
Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it?
That's a double whammy.
I mean, the Bears might have number one and number two. If it worked, if the season ended today, that's what they'd have. It's ridiculous.
Okay, so let's take that a step further, Scott. Would the Panthers be better off had they kept that number nine pick, not traded to Chicago, maybe let Andy Dalton start, pick whoever you're going to pick at number nine. We don't know if a quarterback would fall that far or not. Would that be better than where they are now?
Well, in the short term, yes. I mean, they would maybe have already won a game with Andy Dalton, who's a little more NFL-ready, plug-and-play right now than, mm-hmm. than a rookie versus a guy who started 160 games. Of course, that would be the case. Long term, I think it's too early to say, Langston. I mean, right now, yes, you could have a serious case of buyer's remorse four games in when you look at the Panthers' record and this points problem they have. And you think, oh, my goodness, wouldn't that be great to have these draft picks back? However, it is too early to say. You can't make these sorts of judgments in a hot take sort of way, only a month in. I mean, I know people do it all the time, but we just don't know yet. We don't know what Bryce is yet. Honestly, I still think Bryce may end up being okay, but it's just they don't have him surrounded.
He needs to be better than okay, Scott, for what they gave up for.
He needs to be
like top 10 good.
I agree. I agree, because that was a cartload of things they shipped to Chicago. He's got to be better than okay. But the first step is okay. I mean, right now he's below average NFL quarterback. Yeah. He's got to get from there to good. And this is going to take, I don't know, people don't want to hear this. It's going to take a year or two to go from good to great. That's not happening this year. That may not happen next year. Maybe that happens in year three. But right now, they just got to get him to where, they're scoring 20 points a game and not 10 or 13. Last week at Langston, they only scored 6 on offense.
Yes.
The score sounds better, 21-13, but Sam Franklin, of course, had the 99-yard pick six. That was the one touchdown. You can't have an offense score 6 points. There are honestly offenses worse right now in the NFL. I mean, the New York Giants got sacked 11 times last night. And scored 3 points. Guess where the Panthers are in points per game right now, Langston, in the NFL?
Third to last.
24th. There's like 8 teams worse.
Really? Is that many more?
Isn't that weird? Yeah. So it just goes to show you, and one of them's Cincinnati, you know, I mean, it goes to show you that there's a lot of offensive issues. A lot of podcasts around the league right now are talking about these same issues. How do these teams not scoring points? But there are, you know, the Panthers aren't alone. If that makes you feel any better, Panthers fans, they did get 27 in one game. They're not scoring three, you know, several teams did this past weekend. But all that being said, back to your original question, Bryce Young, that was a big bet. And that bet is going to, you know, probably determine the future of Scott Fitterer, the GM, and Frank Reich. They're all linked to Bryce Young into this big trade. It has to work out. So they got to give him every opportunity. They got to keep him starting. Even though Andy Dalton, if you started him now, they might have a better chance to win a particular game. Mm-hmm. Bryce Young is the future and the franchise, and so you have to keep putting him out there because he's got to get better on the field.
Well, history is littered with a lot of all-pro quarterbacks who had rough starts to their career. So
that's true. Yeah,
Bryce Young said, and he also needs to be protected better and have guys who get open to throw the ball too. I think those are two key components as well. Let's talk about Detroit coming in this week. Detroit is probably going to be a little angry, Scott. As you remember, they came to Bank of America last year, had a chance to possibly go to the playoffs, and got run out of the building, I think it's 37-23. They're off to a 3-1 start. They got a starting cornerback coming back this week. What do you see in this game?
This is going to be a difficult one, Langston. You know, the Panthers are having to go. The next two games really are difficult. They have to go at Detroit and then at Miami. Detroit is 3-1 and really a team that could easily win their division this year. They've got it going there, both offensively and defensively. This is a tough matchup for the Panthers, but not impossible for the Panthers to win because NFL games, you know, the talent level is never a huge difference like it is in college. But this is the kind of game where probably they need to score 24 points to win because Detroit's probably going to score about that many or more because they're just a little – they're difficult to hold down. And on the road is, you know, a difficult place for a rookie. So I don't think this is the week for the Panthers to get that first win. And Miami is not a great choice either. So – you know, if they got one of these two, I think they'd be very happy at this point to go into the bye week at 1-5. More realistically, they may hit that bye week.
Don't say it. I'm sorry.
0-6 is a very much a possibility going into the bye week, which no one wants to hear. But, you know, at some point, they're going to get some breaks. The Panthers will, and they're going to win a game at some point. Will it be this week?
Panthers fans need to get the bags out, Scott.
Oh my goodness! Well,
cut holes in the eyes.
We've seen that before.
Yes, we
and,
have.
It usually takes a little longer losing streak than this one, but shoot, if they lose those two and then lose, say, to Houston also, you know, and they're 0-7. Yeah. Going into the next game, you know, there's probably going to be some grocery sacks involved at some point this year. They got to win a game at some point, right? They got to do it.
Let me look in your crystal ball. How long do you think it takes before there's a winning team in Charlotte?
Are we just talking Panthers, or can you include other teams?
You can include all of them right now. But let's just start Panthers. Kelly Oubre made a really tough comment about Charlotte. He said that the team had no hope, the Hornets. But just about the Panthers, when do you think the Panthers are going to have a chance to win?
The Panthers, well, you know, of course you can – they won't have a winning season this year, so that one's out the window. 2024, I mean, you'd have to bet against it, although who knows. And Bryce in 2025 in his third year, I mean, that's probably – if I was having to bet – that's probably the one I would bet on, that this was, you know, that they survive this year, next year, maybe become a 500 team, and the next year actually have a playoff team. That, to me, be a realistic arc.
Scott Fowler with all the news the PSL holders want to hear. Just every every single week. Scott, I'm just curious before I let you get out of here. Tell me your best and worst Panthers decades, because this decade has not gone so well so far.
Yeah, that's a good question. And if you look back, and I've been here for all of those decades, this one so far is the worst. But in every single decade they've had, even the ones where it's not gone well for a majority of the time, they always jump up into near the top at least once. Happened in 1996 and that first decade in the 2000s with Jake Delhomme. I mean, they made the Super Bowl once and a couple of other playoff teams that made runs. Yeah. The best decade they've ever had, though, was the 2010s. Where Cam Newton and that core, it wasn't just Cam, but, you know, Luke Kuechly, Thomas Davis, Steve Smith was there at the beginning, Greg Olsen, you know, at the end. Four playoffs in 5 years, won the NFC South title 3 times in a row. It wasn't that long ago, Langston. I mean, the last one of those teams was 2017. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the end of this run. And since then, of course, they haven't had a winning record, but that was the best, you know, Ron Rivera being the coach. That was the most successful decade for the Panthers. This one's early. I mean, you know, and we asked this, if you and I are around in 2029 and we're asking this question again, I'd like to know the answer to how this decade turns out. But they're going to have a run again, because that's just the way the NFL is. They will not stay bad forever. Take heart, Panthers fans. It will not be forever. I know it feels like it. But you got to play the long game here, and you know you can't worry too much about whether you're going to go 6-11 this year or 3-14, because the future is a year or two down the road, and you just have to build toward that.
Well, there you guys heard it from Scott Fowler. A little positive news for you Panther fans. Make sure you join us next week on Processing Blue. We're here every week. If you watch on YouTube, make sure you like, share, subscribe. You're on Twitter, make sure you like and click. Just push us everywhere. You got the great Scott Fowler telling you all your Panther stuff every week, and we hope you come back.